The 40th annual Adirondack Balloon Festival kicks off Thursday and runs through Sunday. It is one of the most awe-inspiring, beautiful annual events that you will ever witness. At the event's opening ceremonies at 5 p.m. Thursday in Crandall Park in Glens Falls, the 40th anniversary will be celebrated with the launch of a special-shaped birthday cake balloon. There are 104 balloons coming to this year's festival, including 13 special-shaped balloons. That's the largest number of special-shaped balloons that have ever been involved in the festival. There will also be two moon glow events, one on Friday in Battlefield Park in Lake George and one Saturday at Warren County Airport in Queensbury, where most of the festival does take place. For a preview, we welcome Mark Donahue, president of the festival's board of directors. No relation. And it's a great pleasure to welcome. Mark, good to see you.
Thank you, Joe.
Although
thank
I have known him for a very long time. So. It's great to have you here. Man, 40 years. I think I was trying to figure this out, but it's, I think I've seen about 30 of them.
It's incredible.
For anyone who hasn't been there, it's something that is to behold. And you do it in the morning, you do it in the afternoon. But to me, there's nothing like a gorgeous morning liftoff.
The morning liftoff, I agree, is absolutely my favorite, too. It's just amazing to arrive in the dark and see the trail of headlights coming onto the runways of the airport for parking, and then suddenly these bags of nylon come to life.
I always, early in my broadcasting career, we'd go out there and we'd do remotes, and we'd have to be there at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. And we'd start doing newscasts. And I was trying to, at this point, I was trying to type by a flashlight in the middle of the dark. And then all of a sudden, the floodgates would open when you'd open up the parking lot to the airport, which is the tarmac. And the cars would just come streaming in. And it was sort of that field of dreams, build it and they'll come moment. And it was, it continues to be awe-inspiring. What is it about the 40th anniversary? It obviously gives you time to celebrate and think back of the accomplishments of not only this festival, but also of Walt and Joan Grishkot, who really created this festival and are at the very heart of the festival. Joan very much still with us, Walt who passed away a bit ago, and sort of celebrate what they have done as well.
Well, Joan will always remain a part of it, and Walter will always be here in spirit no matter what. That's Walter's philosophy is what has made this event what it is today, and our board of directors is very committed to keeping it going in that same philosophy.
How do you do that? Because I mean, one of the great things, and for people who don't know this man, he was a force of nature. I've never seen anything like it, and basically single-handedly ran this thing for however many years. I mean, there was a lot going on, but basically Walter was it, and was the pulse, and so how do you because he never wanted commercial interests. He always wanted it to be free. He always wanted all of the things that they tell you for festivals you shouldn't do if you want them to be successful. And he was just because it was all about the people. It was all about the area and bringing people to this region.
And that's very important that we continue that. And what the event is, and our board is very committed to this, is we are probably the most unique ballooning event in the entire country, if not the entire world, in that number one, we're a not-for-profit.
Yeah.
And that is huge in itself. There is not one paid staff on this organization. Nobody gets paid to do this. And to this day, for 40 years, it remains free of charge. And you can't ask for many events that are like that today.
And also, and of course, you have sponsors, which has always been the case, which is very important. And all of the activity that takes place in the confines of the airport are all for local organizations and groups and helping them, of whether it be the Kiwanis, the Lions, Flying Farm, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, it's very unique. I mean, the Open Door Mission, which is the soup kitchen, does a big breakfast buffet. In the hangars, the Rotary, the Lions, Kiwanis are our food vendors. We don't go out and look for carnival ride operators to come in because the big thing that we want to promote is keeping the money in the community.
Yeah.
So those vendors keep that money here and the money gets reinvested in our local community, which is very important to us.
You're a balloonist as well. When did you first become familiar with, I assume you came familiar with it as a kid.
I was at the first festival in a stroller.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, my mother started a scrapbook when the festival started, and that started a passion, shall we say, that it continues today, that scrapbook of, you can in many ways call me a historian of the event because I have a scrapbook that started in 1973 and continues today.
And that's great because, you know, I mean, it seems to be very true to the event. And obviously what's exciting this year, you have over 100 balloons coming.
Yes.
And that's what you said, you know, unusual that this event is unusual in the fact of being a not-for-profit event. But this is an event that balloonists just love.
Oh, this is an event that...
This is marquee.
Oh, this started as a Glens Falls region event of balloonists coming from New York State. We now have balloonists coming internationally. And in this country, Nevada, Arizona, Florida, some from Canada. We have balloonists coming from all over the place. We've had balloonists in prior years from Switzerland, from Japan, from England. We've really put the Glens Falls area on the map. It's funny, a reporter asked me yesterday to equate what this event does to Glens Falls, and I kind of equated it to what the Indy 500 does to Indianapolis.
Right.
And that's the marquee of this event and what it does for the region.
It is, when you see, you know, I don't care whether it's, you know, at some point it doesn't matter, you know, 75, 80, 90, 100 balloons go up at one time. Well, not at one time, but staggered over, you know, an hour. It is just incredible because you don't know where to look. And every time you look someplace else, you see something different. It's filled with color. It's filled with delight. It's filled with joy. And everyone around you is just snapping pictures and oohing and aahing. And you know, there's this sort of subconscious soundtrack of Bolero playing,
yes,
in the background, which is...
tradition.
Tradition. A little odd,
yes,
I would say, but it's still tradition. And I think, wow, you know, it doesn't get much better than this on a fall morning in the Adirondacks to see the leaves as they change and to go up. And to stay on the ground, but also the great, if you are lucky enough to go up in one of the balloons as well.
It's a magical experience no matter when you're there, and it really brings out the kid in all of us, whether you're literally 2 years old or 90 years old, because there is not anyone in that field who isn't smiling when they see the balloons come to life.
Yeah.
We're very excited this year because 10 of those 13 shapes are all animals. So we have a separate sub-theme this year called the world's largest inflated petting zoo. So those animals on both morning flights will all be inflating together. So that the kids and the families can literally go up and be touching these animals as they come to life.
This is I've been to a lot of different balloon festivals, and one of the things that I always find fascinating about the difference between them and the difference between this festival is, first of all, there's not a lot of wire and gates keeping you away from the balloonist and the balloons, which is wonderful. The other thing is that so often when I've seen festivals where you go and there's the Energizer Bunny balloon, and there is the Coors balloon, and there is the Mum Champagne balloon. And there is the Wrangler Jean balloon, and it's very corporate. And while those, I have to say, those balloons are cool and they're fun to look at, but that's not what you're looking for.
No, we have a few, but it's not what we're about. Is this whole event is not about the commercial aspect. This event is about community and family, and that's the core of it right there. One of the other large events in the Northeast is held in New Jersey in the summer, and it attracts a lot of people. They're paying $20 to get into the event, $20,
yeah.
And they're roped off. They can't even go near the balloons. And we're the exact opposite of that, is we want people to experience the entire thing, to come. You're not paying anything at the gate. We do ask for donations now, unfortunately, but that's the state of the the economy these days, but we would never ask anybody to give anything they can't give. And we want you to come enjoy the event, help support us, buy a t-shirt or something like that. And that's what keeps the event going. But what this event costs you is your time, and yeah. what it does, you're giving up your time, but the memories you create are incredible.
And of course, and I don't like talking about this, but I'll just bring it up. I mean, you know, there is the disappointment factor where you go up, you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you trudge to the airport, and people look around and it's not raining, and you think, well, where the hell are the balloons? Mm-hmm. And obviously, you guys know a lot better than we do. Sometimes the conditions just aren't right, and that's part of the game, isn't it?
Right. It's unfortunately we can't control that. Right now, the outlook for Thursday and Friday look really, really good. There's a 30% chance of showers on Saturday and 40% on Sunday. But once again, they're saying scattered showers. Who knows? It could hit Albany, miss Glens Falls completely. We just don't know those things, but we're going full speed ahead. And the balloonists that attend this event are premier professional pilots, and they know people are there to put on a show. And the community also knows for the most part now when balloons are going to go up or not, but they still come out. And that's what's magic of the event.
Well, you want to go out and you want to have breakfast.
Right.
And then a balloon will still go up. It'll mm-hmm. still inflate. And if you want to bring the kids, they still get to see that. And that's an awful mm-hmm. lot of fun. And then, you know, just kind of waiting and then anticipation is kind of fun. And then there's always, you know,
there's so much going on other than the balloons, though. The balloons are obviously our premier.
Absolutely. When it comes to you mentioned the t-shirts, but the programs, the pins, all of that stuff all goes to support
that's,
the festival.
That's a big way we raise money to keep the event free, to be honest, yeah. is the sale of all that merchandise. And proudly, we can say that of the 104 balloons we have, more than 70 are sponsored by local businesses, which is a great, phenomenal number. And it shows you the impact that keeps this event going is the community. This is all about community.
The one thing you have added this year and is if you choose, you don't certainly have to, but if you want that comfort, there is VIP parking this year.
Yes, in conjunction with the county to make it somewhat easier for folks, but also to ease some burden on the cost the county incurs for the event. There is a VIP parking pass available that allows people much easier access and less traffic to deal with. And the cost of that is $15. And you won't definitely be sitting in traffic as long, and it gives you access for the whole weekend. Those passes can be purchased through tomorrow at the Warren County Municipal Center at the Treasurer's Office.
Excellent. And that's right off exit 20 in Lake George, I guess. Mm-hmm. Mark, I wish you all the luck in the world. We'll certainly be up there over the weekend. I can't wait to see everything. And I congratulations on 40 years. Congratulations on taking the reins over and doing such a wonderful job. And it's a real treat to have you here. And our thoughts and good thoughts for great weather are with you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. You want to find out more information about this event, go to AdirondackBalloonFest.org. AdirondackBalloonFest.org will tell you everything you need to know. Mark Donahue is president of the festival's board of directors. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.